And welcome into Conversations with Coach Carlisle. I'm your host, Jackson White, and joined by the one and only head coach of your Ben Davis Giants, Coach Carlisle. Last season, the Giants went 14-12. They won their sectional and ended up losing to the runner-up to in-state in Lawrence North in regional. Coach, it's been a long off season. What did you guys do to improve over the summer?
Man, we went back and evaluated what I thought and what myself and the staff thought would be the most pressing issues for us. We got pushed around. We got pushed around. We were young. We had some good seniors, but we were a pretty young group. So we just got to the back to the drawing board and got in the weight room. So I do believe that this year the guys have put on some muscle. They've been able to get a lot stronger from the spring, summer, and preseasons. So I think that that year of maturation, as well with the work that we've put in, with the emphasis on the weight room, I think you'll see a different result this year.
Yeah, one big thing was, I mean, you guys just had lots of underclassmen, and you still really do. There's only a few seniors, so this team is just going to continue to grow. But, Coach, a couple of days ago there was the purple and white scrimmage. What did you see from that?
Man, I took some good things away from what we could probably be offensively. We shot 47 threes. I mean, granted, if you look at it, we'll be on one half of that if it was a true game as opposed to a total for the full game. But even with shooting that many threes, we shot it at a 46% clip. So if we're able to do that for the course of the year, it'll bode well for the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, last season you guys kind of were streaky from three. I mean, what are the drills to just improve your three-point shot? I mean, you guys do in practice.
Man, we just got a lot of shots up. Coach Taylor, one of the varsity assistants, does a really good job with the guards of getting them prepared. He's probably one of the better development guys in the state. He did a pretty good job with the guards, with the rest of the coaching staff. We just made an emphasis on certain things. And I think that right now we're starting to see the fruit from that work. But, you know, you're always going to take, as a coach, you're going to take away the negative side. I'm always going to be real critical of what we do well and what I think we need to work on. I think one thing that I always want to hang my hat on is us playing hard and being a really good defensive group. We wasn't. You know, I thought that it was a lackluster effort as it pertained to defense. If you got up 47 threes, that mean that you were allowed to get up 47 threes. So that's something that we're going to work hard on. But, you know, there's a lot of room for optimism with this group. And I think that anyone that comes out to watch us play will see a brand of basketball that's exciting, up and down, a free-flowing form of basketball. But hopefully we're able to lock it down on the other side defensively as well.
And, yeah, I mean, like we mentioned earlier, you guys have most of your team returning. What players have really stepped it up over the offseason?
Man, I think you'll see a much-improved Zane Doughty. He's just, man, he's gotten a lot stronger. Mm-hmm. He's very athletic for his size, 6'8 and a half, 6'9". The guards that started for us last year, they're a year older. Sheridan Sharp, Clay Butler, and KJ Windham saw a lot of time for us and started early on in the season as a freshman. So all those guys have been really good for us in the preseason and leading up into the season to date. And you know, I think Jesse Ferris, he was hurt and injured last year. He broke his hand, so it was kind of a disjointed year for him. We look forward to having him back full. Sean Arnold, who played a little bit last year, but had a heck of a spring and summer for us. So I think that he's proven himself to be one of the guys that we'll rely on this year. So just to name a few of those guys, I think those guys will be at the forefront of what we do. But I think that we have a good 11 to 12 man roster where we can kind of pick and pull mm-hmm. from a lot of different guys and be able to get after people and play and play a lot of guys with a long rotation.
Yeah, I mean, having depth, it can be extremely mm-hmm. important when it comes playoff time. Mm-hmm. And I think we're going to see that with this team. And then our last question before we wrap it up. Mm-hmm. I know we got a week away from the game, but what are your expectations and thoughts going into the upcoming season?
Man, we have our first scrimmage at Hamilton Southeastern on Wednesday. There will be a link, I'm pretty sure, or where you can come out and support and just get a good look if you wasn't able to come out to the purple and white game. Come out and get a good look for yourself on Wednesday at 6:30 at Hamilton Southeastern over in Fishers. They should have a pretty good team, so it'll give us a good test on just to see where we are really, really early in the season. But man, I'm optimistic. I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I think that this group should compete for a championship for the next 2 to 3 years. I think that we have enough pieces in place with enough experience, because most of those guys, especially the juniors that played a lot, mm-hmm. they played as freshmen. So we went from really young at a lot of points, certain points last season, to old in a year. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those guys, especially the guys that are juniors and even the seniors that's on this roster, played a lot of basketball. So from going from being really young, a really, really young group, to I feel a older and experienced group, and probably one of the better groups in the state, mm-hmm. if you ask me. I know the rankings haven't came out yet, and I'm not huge on preseason or even rankings during the season for that matter, because I only want to be number one at one time, and that's at the end of the year. But we all have goals, and it's always good to see how your peers view you. So from my standpoint and the coach's standpoint, we're really excited about the group. I really think that we have a really, really good opportunity to be very good for the next couple of years. So come on out, support, come out and see for yourself. We played once again Wednesday 17th. At Hamilton Southeastern at 6:30, and then our home opener is next Tuesday, right before Thanksgiving. We play Fishers, and that weekend after that, the weekend after Thanksgiving, we have an early game where we play Zionsville at home. So it'll be good opportunities to see the team in action. So we would definitely enjoy and welcome the support.
So that's basically it. I mean, the season is almost here. Mm-hmm. First two home games of the regular season will be versus Zionsville and Fisher. So next Tuesday will be the official start of the regular season. And Wednesday they have a game as well. So thanks, as always, for Coach joining me here talking Giants basketball. It's going to be a fun season. And that's it for the first episode of Conversations with Carlisle. We'll be right back. Well, not right back. We'll be back next Monday. Thanks again.